Be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never ever have enough.
Aloha! Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks. Aloha, my fellow friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our DT Talks podcast season 2. How are you guys doing? Oh, I forgot. It sounds like I'm talking to a live studio audience.
Yeah,
but...
I'm like, can I say aloha too?
Well, Deidre, your greeting.
Okay, aloha. Yes, new episode right now. Are you excited, Terrell?
Oh, I am very excited because this episode is very interesting. It's very special because this episode will be falling onto the wonderful celebration in America and in some other worlds in the country who celebrates this. It's called Thanksgiving.
Ooh. Yay, more celebrations, just like our previous episode.
Yes, yes, yes. We hope you enjoyed the previous episode for sure about Diwali, but this episode we'll be talking about our wonderful Thanksgiving and...
more focused though on the meaning behind Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're going to talk about thankfulness, the gratefulness. What we're grateful for, that's the title itself for our episode specifically. So before you dive into what we're grateful for, we're going to go to the news. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news for the world that we have. I have a very special news. Today we're going to talk about food and more on cooking. From the goodnewsnetwork.org, cooking skills have improved so much in 2020 that 40% think they're ready to compete on MasterChef.
Wow.
Ah,
40%. Okay.
Yes, 40% of where? Of America. According to the news source, more than 6 in 10 Americans said their cooking skills have improved since the beginning of the pandemic. And a new survey of 2,000 Americans revealed insights on how cooking has become a bigger part of people's lives since the pandemic began. The other part, it says, top sophisticated dishes respondents are aiming to perfect 2021 included filet mignon 26%, croissant 25%, and beef Wellington 25%. You see, what's the problem with this kind of dishes?
There's no Asian dishes.
Yes, there's no Asian dish. Not only that, there's no MSG. Huh? You never cook filet mignon with a wok, not even croissant. Maybe beef Wellington, maybe you can debate on that, but never use wok. And then in the part of the dishes people are interested in mastering in 2021, let me say the other dishes. Number 5 is souffle, 23%. And then got baked Alaska, 23%. I don't know what that is, but...
I don't know too.
But this is American dish for sure, because it has Alaska. And then number 8 is very special. It's very interesting. It's finally an Asian dish. For some reason, all the American wants to cook this dish. It's called pad thai.
What? Really? Yes. Pad thai?
Yes, 19% of the people in America wants to cook pad thai.
I am surprised.
Very interesting. And then number 10 is a very interesting name I've never heard before. Maybe we Asian people never cook this meal. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. I don't know. It's called the Boof Bourguignon, 19%.
Okay.
Uncle Terrell don't know what that is, but Uncle Terrell know that it's something we never eat. Maybe I don't like, that's why. But these people also very good because the good news about this is that they use their time very wisely to cook. This is Uncle Terrell's very favorite kind of practice. People use time wisely.
To improve their skills, yeah?
Ah, yes, to improve their wonderful cooking skill. But I think one way for them to improve even more is to use the MSG and the wok hay from the wok. That way everything will taste better because of it.
I think a lot of people might not want to use the wok, you know why?
Why? Why don't want to use wok? What is wrong is using wok?
They don't want to have to go through the trouble of cleaning the wok because a lot of them use dishwashers. Can the wok fit?
Doesn't matter. Work is like heaven. If you don't have heaven, you cannot live without heaven. So work is for you to embrace, for you to have that good feeling of heaven. That's why you need the walk.
Oh, yes. Uncle Terrell's favorite.
Yes, Uncle Terrell's favorite. This is the end of the news. Take it away, Deidre.
Oh, okay. So mine is not quite food, but this is just something I noticed recently, okay? So you know how the pandemic is going on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in several countries, I know you... Everyone has like their own rules, regulations, following SOPs, what to do, wear your mask and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about you guys, but over here in Malaysia, we do have a really hefty fine. We have like about $1,000 fine.
Oh, yeah?
People are caught not wearing a mask. Okay, so police will go around and they'll sometimes be in casual clothes, so you won't even notice they're police, and they'll just come up to you, they notice you're not wearing a mask, and they'll just give you the fine. One thing that happened recently, some people were just really mad about it, was that there were two men, they were fined $1,000 each for not pulling up their mask immediately after taking a sip of drink.
What? It's madness.
Exactly. They were just taking their sip of drink, okay? So you know how people are still allowed to go out, buy your food, drinks, whatever. Not all shops are closed, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they buy a drink, and knowing the weather here, it's hot. Of course, you get thirsty, yes. You pull down your mask just to take your sip of drink, thinking no one is looking. And then before you can pull it back up, boom, police shows up to find you. That's just sad because it's like you're not safe anymore to even go anywhere. You really have to like do everything at home itself because you don't know what these police officers will do. And they're like undercover in a sense. And they're everywhere. And the fine is ridiculously a large sum of money. So
I know.
Yeah.
It's like what? 2,000 ringgit?
It's like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I felt bad for those two men, honestly. Because I don't think it's like a huge thing. Because I've seen worse going on around here. Where people are not even drinking or eating. They're just walking out. Some daringly walking out without masks. That is the news from my side, guys.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. But I guess that's just how it is at the moment. And I guess we just gotta grasp into good things to come. And hopefully there'll be hope one day for sure to have this pandemic to be over. So that we don't have to worry about the police catching us for taking sips of water.
I know. Sometimes people are not worried about the virus itself, but it's more of like the authorities.
Yeah, definitely.
That they're worried about. Yeah. Let's turn things onto a lighter note. Yeah. Back to the episode's topic.
All right.
It'll be about being thankful.
Yes, be thankful, being grateful as well. So, but before we talk about Thanksgiving, today we have a very, very special guest. She's very awesome. She's going to be here talking about what she's grateful for after this. And yeah, we'll let her introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Erica and I'm from Indonesia. So yeah, I'm friends with Uncle Terrell and Deidre as well when we attend the BYU Hawaii. And
what else?
Yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Indonesia.
Oh, you already said that, right?
She already said that.
Yeah, I already said that. Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
Terrell's not listening. So sad. What are you doing now, Erica? What are you doing there?
What am I doing what?
Yes, what are you doing now at the moment?
What am I doing now? Being interviewed by you guys. Like, talking.
This is not an interview. This is a podcast.
I'm in the podcast.
Besides that, what do you do in Hawaii now? Are you still studying?
Oh, yeah. I'm still studying. And then I'm graduating this semester, so I know, after the 4 years of tears and sweats, finally.
and blood.
what
dramatic,
are you studying?
Hospitality and tourism management.
Cool.
Very nice.
Thank you.
What are you working as now?
I work at the club dining at the cafeteria at the school, and also the office assistant at the facilities management.
Wow.
So yeah, I have two jobs, so busy for my last
semester. Oh my goodness. Exactly. How are you juggling that?
I don't know. That's why I'm still single as you.
It's okay. It's she has that Asian mindset. That's why she has two jobs.
I know.
No.
Side hustle.
It's okay. She has extra income.
That's true. I mean, it helps. Plus, you build your skills even better.
Yeah, definitely. It will look very good on your resume, definitely.
Yes. I agree. Thank you guys for your encouragement.
Are you nervous now, Erica, for joining us for this episode?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Is it nervous or excited? It's in the middle, you know? I cannot really tell.
Interesting.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really great. But anyways, let's just dive into what we're going to talk about here today. So let's just start off with Thanksgiving. What is Thanksgiving? Or why do we celebrate Thanksgiving Day?
Erica, do you know Thanksgiving?
Well, fortunately, yes.
Oh, fortunately. Oh, okay. Why?
I just know it. Thanksgiving Day, we eat turkeys, and then yeah, people gather, and then it's big holiday as well. That's what I know, actually. Yeah. Pumpkin pie, maybe.
Oh yeah, that's true. Like apparently, for all of us, I know we have no experience with Thanksgiving because in our countries we all don't celebrate that, right?
Yeah, definitely. According to Google, Thanksgiving Day, annual national holiday in the United States and Canada, celebrating the harvest and other blessings of the past year. Americans generally believe that their Thanksgiving is modeled on a 1621 harvest feast shared by the English colonists, Pilgrims of Plymouth, and the, how do you say that? Wampanoag people. Okay. That's according to Google. And then after that, why is it so important? It's something that Erica has said and Deidre has said as well. Is that Thanksgiving is important because it's a positive and secular holiday where we celebrate gratitude, something that we don't do enough of these days. It's also a celebration of the fall harvest. But anyways, it's very obvious. Thanksgiving is a celebration of gratitude. So, yeah.
Gratitude is the focus for this episode, guys.
Yes.
So before we get more into that, and especially with our guest, Erica, So first, Daryl, shall we play some clips?
All right, we'll just play some of our friends' recordings. Here we go.
So first of all, I'm very thankful for having cool friends like Deidre and Terrell so that I could have the honor of being featured on here again. I'm thankful for all things rainbow and cute animals. Those things make me really happy. I'm thankful that I'm able to enjoy life through my love for food. I also recognize that I have been very blessed to have two jobs post-grad that is within my field. I am thankful for knowledge and talents. I am grateful for scientific discoveries, and from that we are able to reap the benefits from it, especially in these modern times. I'm also grateful that I'm healthy and able-bodied. I am thankful for my family and friends that love and support me. Shout out, you know who you are. And I'm also thankful for my experiences that I can learn from, which made me who I am today. And I'm also really grateful for God's tender mercies and random acts of kindness from other people. Because of social media nowadays, we tend to take our blessings for granted because we compare ourselves to other people and we only see what we lack, you know? And I feel like it's important that we should step back and reflect on what we have instead. So yeah, hashtag count your blessings.
One thing I would like to share about what I'm grateful for is the moments in life that are unexpected and difficult. And I'm grateful for these moments because they really test our ability to react and to test our character. And through these moments, we're able to grow and also build our character.
I would say that I'm grateful in spite of everything that has happened, that I'm still alive. Why? Because that's just life. And, well, if I wanted to be dead, I would already be dead. But no, I'm alive. So there must be a reason behind that.
Aloha. I just wanted to say that I'm grateful for my friends, my family, and all the awesome love, support, and kindness that they offer me, and the opportunity to be able to offer all that fun stuff right back.
So one of the things that I am grateful for are the challenges that come into my life. It might sound a little bit cliche or cheesy, or it's a typical answer for some of you, but the challenges that I have experienced have led me to different opportunities that I couldn't find elsewhere. It has shaped me into the person that I am today. It has helped me become stronger in so many different ways. The challenges that we face in our lives life, give us the chance, give us the once in a lifetime opportunity to grow as a person. As I would like to say, challenges, however hard they may be or how difficult they seem, once we overcome them, we are a different person.
I guess the thing I would have to say I'm very grateful for this year is technology. I know technology is just one of those things that we've all grown up with and we get used to it. As you know, this year has been pretty rough and sometimes it's easy to feel isolated. Nothing beats face-to-face interaction, but technology has been there for me to help fill in that gap because I miss my friends and my family.
So a couple things that Paula and I are grateful for is the opportunity to be a mom and for my little boy. The reason why I say that is because being a mom, I got to see like what my parents went through in raising me and how things must have felt the first time around having kids and even having second kids. Just like everything is new and you have to learn and adjust yourself to go with the flow. But every time like I look at him, I just see like this little boy who loves me and is happy for who I am no matter like if I make a mistake throughout the day. But I'm also grateful for the support that like I've had this year, like through my friends and my family. As for Fale, because he's in the bank right now, he said he was just grateful for all opportunities that we've had this year. We've had job opportunities and housing opportunities literally came into our hands when we really needed it. Just opportunities for him to gain experience that will help us, for him to figure out what his likes are in a job and what he wants to do for the rest of his life. And so he's really grateful to have those experiences this year. Even though there are bad experiences, we may have difficult experiences. I mean, we're still able to get through them and accomplish and become better people throughout.
I'm grateful for my health because despite the ongoing pandemic and everyone getting sick, I have been able to maintain a good health and carry on as normal. That's why I'm very grateful for my health right now.
Terrell, you just send the best questions that really put me deep in thought. What am I grateful for? Well, oh man, it's what am I grateful? Not that I don't have anything to be grateful for, but it's hard to choose the one I want to talk about. But I think this time I want to say that I'm grateful that things always get better. I'm grateful that things don't have to remain painful and sucky because that would be sucky. But the reason why I'm grateful for that is because especially this year, 2020, everybody's been struggling a lot for different reasons and for similar reasons. It's helped me to be more aware of when things aren't as difficult. Man, if there was no relief from the things we go through, like what's the point, you know? What's the point? So that's why I'm grateful that things get better.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of good points brought up by all these clips, yeah?
Yeah, I know. I feel like all of our friends, besides one of our other friends, that she's grateful that she's not dying.
Yes, it sounds a little sad, but don't worry, we're checking up on our friend.
Yes. Hopefully she's still fine. But anyways, I was almost thought that it's a general thing that they're talking about, but no, it's very specifically for their life and what's going on definitely in 2020. And it's so interesting. And I find it like people are grateful for a lot of specific things, you know. There's a lot of times people don't know what they should be grateful for, but I think if we use time to focus on it, we'll be able to know what we're grateful for sure.
Erica, what do you think about those clips?
I'm just like thinking about like what they said earlier. Like I like this one, like I think got like an idea from this clips that sometimes I need to like stop for a little bit and then think about the blessings that I need to be grateful for rather than like comparing with other people, because I feel like we keep comparing with other people's, like it will never end. Like we will never have like all the things that they have. Like solution here, like we need to be grateful instead of like comparing what we have, what we achieve.
That's true. Yeah, comparison doesn't help you in a lot of ways, unfortunately, and it shouldn't be something that you should be going into, because people have different lives, and if you compare your life to others, then it's not fair, or you're not doing justice to yourself. say if you don't have parents, that family has parents, so you can compare yourself to that, and it's probably going to be really sad if you do that anyway. So I think it's best for you to focus on the things specifically that you're grateful for, and that way you'll be more positive in life.
For me as well, I like how all these people pointed out all these things, especially what they're grateful for, because you can see how different it is, especially when we were young. I remember when I was younger, I don't know, I think it's because of how my parents taught me. Of course, I don't have the biggest house in the neighborhood. We lived in a really old wooden house, and it's far out from everyone else. It's not the nicest looking house. It's old, it's crumbly, paint, there needs to be new paint. Even though it was like that, I love that house because of the memories I had in those house. Growing up, right, you just, instead of focusing so much on the material things, you don't remember all the toys that you really wanted when you were younger. Like, you just remember what fun you had with certain things, or what fun you had with your friends, or the memories you made.
True. But I beg to differ on that one part about the toys, you know. I still remember the toys that I played, and I still have them, so yeah.
I don't.
I do.
I have favorites, yes, but I cannot remember being mostly super happy with the toys. I just remember having fun with my friends.
True. It's those memories that matters the most, and that's how you develop that gratefulness for sure. I think that totally works, definitely, because memories are the times where you reminiscing and you think back that these memories happen because, you know, you're happy and then you're together, and that's how gratefulness is developed, I guess. So it's very interesting.
But it ties in with what they said, how some of them are grateful for their challenges. So because of those experiences they've had, the memories tied with that, they learn from that because they realize, hey, if I didn't have this, I'm not going to be able to learn. I should be grateful for this. So that's something very important.
Definitely. So Erica, I mean, I haven't talked about mine yet, but what are you grateful for?
I'm very grateful for my family, my parents especially. Like, they're always be there, like, to support me whenever I feel down. Like, I feel that so lonely, like, lately, because all of my friends are not here anymore. I mean, like, there are still some here, but, you know, like, my closer friends, they're all, like, far. Also, I'm preparing for the next step of my life. Like, I'm very... Yeah, I'm like,
yes,
afraid.
Get ready, my dear.
I know. I'm so afraid for things like in front of me. So grateful for technology. I can have like FaceTime with them like anytime. And then I'm grateful that they're still alive. They're still giving me advice until now. And also like the friends like around me, like Deidre, like Terrell, like... Yeah, you guys,
yes, good
yeah,
times,
I'm
good times.
Grateful for you guys. Like, you're very bright. Like, you're always, like, embracing the people around you.
Aww.
And
thank you.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
It's the same with you too, Erica.
Oh, thank you. So many good things, actually. But lately, yeah, I feel like I almost, like, forget, like, those exist because, you know, like, challenges, like, lots of hardships that I'm going through, they make me, like, to forget, like, I still have, like, these precious things to be grateful for.
Yeah, those are definitely the things that you should be grateful for, to be honest. Like, in general, you still have friends, you have family, and during this pandemic itself, even though it's basically ruined 2020, you're still grateful for it. You're grateful not because it happened, you're grateful because it brings you closer to the loved ones that you have online,
offline.
Yeah,
it gives you a new perspective on things.
Yeah, and it's also very good. It helps us to experience things a little bit more. I guess it's my turn. I think I'm gonna dive a little bit deeper on what I'm grateful for in life. So as you guys know and may not know, is that I was born without a dad. So if you don't know, now you know. The only information I know is that I know his name, and he's from China. As you know, growing up without actual father figure, it's very hard, and I don't know how to interact with others. You know, earlier when Erica was talking about, you know, being jealous of other people's life and how grateful what they have, I was very jealous of not having an actual father in my life. So I was really sad, and I don't know what to do, and I felt like, you know, I had my dad right now, like, would my life be different? Would my life be better? And so as time went on, I still like thought, like, yeah, why did I even exist? Why did my dad leave me, and why did he go back to China? So I don't know any particular reasons, but I know I'm living till this day. I'm 23 this year, and I'm grateful, even though that he's not here for me, or no father figure in particular. I'm still grateful that I'm still alive today, and I'm grateful that I'm not treating this as a negative energy. I'm treating this as something that I want to be positive to others. And that's why I'm grateful of being myself, being alive, especially this this pandemic itself, you know, it's really sad and all the bad things are happening and we don't know when we're gonna know if the cure is gonna come or the vaccine is gonna come. But either way, I'm grateful because I want to make an impact to people. I want them to be inspired and feel good about themselves just so that they don't have to experience how I'm feeling. The reason why I do this is because, you know, one, I'm grateful, and two is because I hate seeing people being sad. And that's why, like, I transform this gratefulness and to help others in terms of it. This pandemic has definitely helped me to understand how gratefulness has changed my life just a little bit more than before. And being grateful, I feel like it's a lifelong skill also because you can't just be grateful immediately. You need to experience somehow and you need to have your mind set to it so that you can know that you are happy and grateful for it. So that's my experience.
I zoned out. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, sad.
I'm just kidding.
I was having that moment and then you said you zoned out.
Man. I'm still listening. That's
why we were so quiet.
I'm paying attention though.
Oh, thank you.
No, it ties into what you said, Gerald, because being grateful, of course, yes, it's something you have to practice doing. I know for a surety that being grateful, yes, it's very good, right? How what you said, your experience with not having a father. So like some people might say that they are grateful for having a family, for having a father and mother. And so sometimes like we also have to think about what if the thing we are grateful for, what if it gets taken away suddenly?
Yeah, exactly.
What if that happens? What will you then be grateful for after that? That's like something good to remember as well. Like,
true.
If we have a list of things we're grateful for, I feel we should always add on to that list and keep looking for more things.
Yeah, and I also like to add on is that my life, even though like I don't have a father figure, I don't know why this is happening to me, I always understand and realize, like what you said, Deidre, writing down a list of the things I'm grateful for. I have so many blessings that I have a mother,
yeah.
I have a brother, I have my friends that's supporting me. I go to church every Sunday and I see a lot of people supporting me because of it. And so if I were to compare myself, then we should think about other people as well, like people who is less fortunate and like let's say people who don't even have a house, don't even have actual family, or let alone they don't even have money. So I'm grateful for having that because I don't have to experience what they're experiencing. And that's how I became more grateful because of it. And that's just how it developed me to the person I am, because I'm grateful because I want to be grateful. And that's why I don't like comparing my life to others, because, you know, it ruins you, definitely.
Yeah, that's something we should all try to remember not doing. Don't always compare yourself to others. I like how people would say, compare yourself to your previous self. So, Miss Erica, what do you do to help yourself remember to be grateful? Because, like, as Terrell and I pointed out, we like would write lists about things you're grateful for. So what do you do?
I think like lately, I have like a mini journal. So I write like everything that I want to speak out from my mind. So I'm grateful for what I've been like through. And yeah, I keep like a list like for what I'm grateful for. Maybe same like you guys, I guess. I don't know, like the other things.
What do you feel like your biggest challenge would be when you feel like you're ungrateful?
Maybe Darrell can answer first.
Yeah, you can answer first. Okay,
like, so if I ever feel like ungrateful, I feel that I should always revert back to the life that I was before. So like what you said, Deidre, to reflect and to tell your friends. And that's why we have this Thanksgiving. We're going to do an activity after this where we can reflect a bit more about what we're grateful for specifically. At times, because we are human beings, we will be ungrateful on things. We will always feel like, oh, we don't have the latest phones, we don't have the latest cars, we don't have the biggest house, we don't have the 5 C's like we mentioned before in one of our previous episodes. We are unsatisfied because of it. And that just shows a character of ungratefulness. Because why are you not satisfied with the house that you have? Why are you not satisfied with the family that you have already? What's wrong with that? I don't know what being rich in money is like, but I feel like if you are rich in money and you don't realize the richness of the blessings that you have, I feel like you're not learning anything to be grateful. Being grateful is such a hard task to do, but it's not hard to reflect and to realize how important it is to be grateful at this time.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed when you pointed out. It reminded me of this quote by Oprah Winfrey. I used to watch a lot of Oprah with my mom when I was younger. Because she said this, be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never ever have enough. So if you ever feel like you're not having enough, you have to like pause for a second, think back, wait a minute, is it because I'm not grateful for what I already have? So back to Miss Erica.
I want to add something about like earlier. I think like with service, like serving others, I can feel like I'm more grateful for what I have. Like if you know, if you stop and then see other people around you, even though like they might seem like, oh, they're okay, but actually like not all people are okay. They have like their own challenges. And then when you serve them, and then when you try to get to know them better, you try to be friends with them, like we're all same, like we're all like facing challenges, and there's no point of like comparing me, myself, like I have, and then what she has, like, because like I feel like I only see like the cover, like what she's been going through, you know. So yeah,
that's a good point.
Great point. Service. And I feel like doing service is a great way for you to be grateful, because you're helping others. And like what Erica said, don't we all need to be helped at one point? We can't do anything alone anyway, so we definitely need help.
Yeah, you never know who will be grateful for you for serving them.
Yeah, who's grateful for you to be alive, so...
yeah. Exactly.
All right, friends, let's move on to our next segment, to our activity right now. Ooh. It's called Things You Are Grateful For. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
All right, so I'll be hosting this game. So because this is spontaneous, I just thought of it when I went to the bathroom like 2 minutes ago. So
great things occur when you think in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, all the shower thoughts, of course. Anyways, this game particularly, you have 1 minute to list down materialistic things that you are grateful for. And if you want to say why...
Do we like write it down, or do we have to say
it? You have to say it.
Oh.
Like, I was thinking like maybe say three things, but no, you can have that 1 minute to say the things that you materialistically grateful for. And then in that 1 minute, you have to say why. You can say two or three things, and you can say like brands, logo, and logo. Brands. Brands, maybe makeup or beauty products and so forth. Anything in particular,
so really
cars.
Materials, yeah.
Okay. Anything materialistic that you can think of. All right.
Okay, so it's me and Erica playing?
Yes, only you and Erica. Unless you also want me to play after this, then why not?
Let's see what Erica has to say.
Okay, you have 1 minute, Erica. Timer starts in. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
You have 1 minute, Erica, to do this. I'll be starting the timer in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm so grateful for the makeups, cosmetics. I really love like cosmetics, makeups. I feel like there's, I don't know. There, you know, like I can treat myself better. Like I can like really stress with like doing makeups and stuff. And especially, I'm so grateful for whoever invented the eyebrow pencil, because. Because I don't have like a thick eyebrows like most people, so whoever invented like the eyebrows pencils, like I'm so grateful for them. Thank
what
you.
Brand? What brand?
What brand? I like the Korean brand. It's called Etude House.
Just like a Korean oppa.
She Oh, that's also the Korean drama, Korean reality.
Five, four.
That's too much.
Okay, you're
I'm
done,
grateful,
Erica.
Yeah, I'm grateful for so many things. I just realized it.
Wow. Yay. Very materialistic. Eyebrow pencil. Okay. That's not even the
Never
thought
forget.
I had when you
Never
said that.
Your Korean oppa.
Oh, yeah, and Korean oppa as well.
All right, your turn, Deidre. You have 1 minute.
What?
Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, maybe mine's not quite like Erica's, but I'm grateful for food, and especially for fried chicken.
Oh, I love fried chicken as well.
I love fried chicken. That's my go-to food if I really want to eat something. Yeah,
KFC?
KFC here is really good, so I like KFC here.
Oh yeah, KFC. KFC is good back home somehow.
Yeah, not like other places. Okay, I'm also grateful for the internet. I love the internet because I can use it all the time to do whatever I want to do and to run this podcast. And I am grateful for... I cannot think. My mind is going blank.
Dang 10 seconds.
I know I'm grateful for so many things, but I cannot think. I think it's always food, honestly.
It's always food. What about dancing?
Dancing, yes. That is true. Thank you for pointing it out for me.
All right, time. There we go. So that's okay. All the materialistic things that Erica and Deidre envision themselves having in the future,
yeah,
or
so
even
now,
right now.
Let's try to hear what Terrell has to say, huh?
Okay. Erica will help me time.
Okay.
Okay, are you
okay,
ready?
Okay, my head is blank. Okay.
2 and 3.
Okay, I'm grateful that I have my MacBook Air right now, because without my MacBook Air, I can do my assignments. I can do this podcast and do the other editing. I'm grateful for my phone.
MacBook Air.
I'm grateful for my phone, Huawei P30 Pro. I'm able to use this and I'm able to take 50 times zoom to the moon and all that. So I'm grateful that I can
even though it's banned in the US.
Yes, even though it's banned in the US. I'm grateful to have shoes. I love wearing shoes, but in Hawaii you can rarely wear shoes because if you wear shoes, you're heating up your legs or feet, so definitely you won't want that. And then I'm grateful for a car. Wait, no, I don't. Never mind about that. I'm grateful for a watch. I can use it to see time.
Oh, that's true. I always need my watch too.
And it's a smart watch too. So it's Tick Watch.
Mine's not smart
watch.
Tick Watch E2. So if you want to buy it, for
time.
Sure. Okay, there we go.
It's hard to think in that short amount of time.
I know. Like, I thought 1 minute was long, but now that I think about it, I'm like, wow.
True.
I have so many things to be grateful for. I didn't even say anything about my beauty products yet, so... I emphasized on that, and me and Deidre didn't even thought about
and
anything
your
about
perm
beauty
hair,
products.
Are you grateful
oh,
for
Oh, yeah,
that?
I forgot about my hair.
In case no one knows.
You know, that salad, you must be grateful for it.
Very interesting, yeah. So,
okay, so I guess those were all the materialistic things
yeah.
grateful for.
Yeah, that's just how it is. But anyways, the reason why I thought about this game is because there are times we can't see what we're grateful for. I think having this activity that I thought of has helped us to realize that we can be grateful for things in 1 minute. And in particular, like, even if it's not materialistic or materialistic as well, you chose these kind of things to be grateful. And it's incredible. You can be very grateful very easily if you really want to. And I think it's a choice to make for sure. I don't know what you guys think.
You learn a lot. You learn a lot about a person from hearing what they're grateful for.
Eyebrows. KFC.
Okay. Eyebrows, food, and someone's technology. And permed hair.
Oh, yeah. For sure, my hair. My crazy hair. But just so you guys know, we're not sponsored. We're not sponsored by any of this. We're just listing things out.
We're not endorsing.
Yeah,
anything.
I know. I just mentioned a brand name. I was like, oh.
Okay, never mind.
Never mind.
Okay, but since Terrell came up with that activity and it was a fun one, it was very lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
Let us dive into something a little more serious, where I was mentioning this earlier to these guys, how maybe some of you have tried out this activity before with your friends. I know I had my friends, and this one is like the gratitude hot seat.
Ooh.
Okay, so basically, if we were all there in person, we would basically be sitting in a circle and actually have a chair in the middle and put each of us in that seat, but we're not all physically there. So what we'll do, we'll take turns. Let's say we'll start off with Erica, and then Terrell and I will talk about things we're grateful for about Erica.
Yep.
And then we'll just continue that.
And also, because of the spirit of Thanksgiving, that's why we're doing this.
Yes.
Okay.
There's so much to be grateful for.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
So
hopefully it's not too cringy, but but anyways, let's just start with Erica, and me and Deidre will say, what we're grateful for Erica.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, I will start first with Deidre. When she was still here in Hawaii, where I was so grateful for her, she was like very friendly. She was very embracing. I remember this one time, like I didn't have anyone else at the CAF. I was so stressed, so overwhelmed with my classes. But then I spotted like this Malaysian friends, and then like, oh, Deidre is there. She invited me to sit with them, and yeah, I was so grateful for it because I didn't end up like eating by myself that time.
I didn't know you were that grateful.
I was so grateful for that. And then also for Terrell, because we attended the same wards. I'm so grateful for his testimony. He's like always the first one who goes to the pulpit to share his testimony, and then like he would want to share it with other people.
Thank you. Thank
a
you.
Man of great faith.
Oh, thank you.
I know. Wow.
All right, Deidre.
That's nice. All right, my turn. All right. So with Miss Erica, I didn't know you felt that way, but I am grateful for, I don't know why, but I love your laugh and your positivity.
Thank you.
I always like watching her and seeing her laugh because I get so like excited and happy. Always just seeing her there.
My laugh is so weird, actually.
No, it's so cute. So I just
thank
feel
you,
so
thank
happy.
You.
And then with Terrell, I am so grateful for many things, but of course for doing this podcast with me. I know it's a headache working with me, but Terrell is such a good person who's very understanding, and he's very skilled, so that's what I'm grateful for.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Very good. All right, my turn. So for Erica, I'm grateful that you're my friend, and it's hard to make friends these days, especially the pandemic. You only have so many things, so I'm grateful that you're my friend. Both of us were bride's groom and... Is that what it's called?
Our friends.
Bridesmaid and bridesmaid. Eh? What's it called?
Bridesmaid and groomsmaid.
Okay.
Okay,
bridesmaid and groom, bridegroom, or whatever it's called. So
I heard bridesmaid.
Anyways, like I'm grateful that both of us were there for Luke's wedding, and we're able to be there for him, and that's how I got to know Erica a bit more as a friend, and I'm grateful for that friendship, definitely, and also Deidre as well for being such a wonderful friend. You don't know, guys, you don't know how grateful I am to have friends. I'm a person who loves friends. Now, no pun intended, not the show, but but I'm grateful for Deidre and for doing this podcast as well, and many more like times where we spent together, we were just talking, and a lot of have deep topics as well. And so that's why I guess we
up till like curfew 2 a.m. that Friday.
I mean, like at this podcast as well, I guess that's why that's how we started it anyways. But I'm grateful for her and for being such an awesome friend as well as Erica. So that's what I'm grateful for these two wonderful, beautiful human beings.
I'm so touched.
Thank you.
Yay, everyone clap.
Yes, audience clap.
That feels nice, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think like...
Right?
I think we should do this more often so that we can value ourselves a bit more.
That's true.
And
yeah, because like if you didn't mention this, like if you didn't hear people mention this about yourself, you wouldn't have known. So
100%.
That's why you have to keep doing good, guys.
Yeah.
Keep moving on.
Yeah. I guess like honestly, if there's anything that we want you to take back from this episode specifically, is that with you telling them what you're grateful for that person, you change their lives. You won't just impact, you'll change their lives for the better, because some people devalue themselves and they look down on themselves because they always put down on themselves, unfortunately. Please don't do that, guys. It's very unhealthy.
Yes, please don't.
Yeah, it's don't kill yourself with your thoughts. And that's why we have to have those friends. If not, you be that friend for your friend, just to tell them that they're okay and tell them, list them all the good things about them. And that way they can realize what they are grateful for and what you can realize what you're grateful for sure.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah.
What about you, Erica? What do you think about this episode now?
Oh, I really love this episode and the topics. I didn't, I didn't know like what to say like at the beginning, but as it went, I feel like I learned something from this podcast. Thank you guys for inviting me.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you for joining us. That's one thing for sure.
Yes, definitely.
And anything else you want to say about gratitude, Erica?
I think she listed enough. Especially your eyebrows.
Yeah, I might be like, just don't forget to stop and then look around and then feel grateful, even though it's like small things, but it can help you, it can cheer you up to go on to your way, to your path. Your path is still long, and then yeah, you need to be grateful often so you will not fall in the middle of the road.
Oh, road specifically.
Right. Yes. Quote yes. of the day from Erica.
Yes, quote of the day. Well, again, thank you, Erica, for that. Those are wonderful thoughts, and thank you for being grateful.
We are grateful for you, grateful for this episode, grateful for people who are listening. Definitely grateful.
For sure, for sure. Once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 2 at this time. We're grateful for you for listening and for being our wonderful fans, for sure. So please,
fans, yay.
So please tune in to our new episode next week as well, and also follow our social media platform, Facebook, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening, and anything else from you, Deidre?
Well, basically, I just want people to remember that, yes, there's a lot going on in life, but like what Terrell and Erica mentioned during this, just keep looking for things to be grateful for. Just take a minute to look around you and see how much you are blessed with and how much you can be a blessing to others, guys. Never forget that.
All right, have a wonderful day, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
And this has been DT Talks. Oh, that's in sync. Oh, that's very good. It's a wrap.